Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Peter Welch are calling on Fairpoint Communications and the company that hopes to purchase it to cancel a round of layoffs scheduled for the end of the month. As VPR Steve Zind reports, the layoffs are part of an ongoing pattern of job cuts at the company.
Fairpoint says 110 workers will be laid off, although the unions say the number is higher. The layoff announcement came before Consolidated Communications Holdings of Illinois said it plans to purchase Fairpoint, pending the approval of regulators. The company Consolidated hopes to purchase will be much smaller than the Fairpoint that bought Verizon's landline service in 2008. Since then, the reduction in Fairpoint's workforce has been dramatic, something on the order of 37%. In 2008, Fairpoint had 4,000 employees. After the latest round of layoffs, it will have about 2,500. In a statement, Fairpoint said despite the downsizing, it has invested more than $900 million in northern New England. It explained the loss of 1,500 jobs this way. The realities of rapidly evolving technology, changing consumer preferences, and an ever more competitive telecommunications landscape have led to a significant decline in our legacy services and revenues. As any prudent business would, we've reduced our workforce to match our workload and the size and composition of our revenue. But Mike Spillane of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Vermont, whose members include Fairpoint service technicians, says it doesn't look that way from where he stands.
You know, our people have been forced to take on more work, forced to work overtime. Meeting customer needs has become a challenge. We just don't have enough people in the areas like we used to. We're spread very thin.
A renegotiated union contract during a strike 2 years ago put Fairpoint in a better position to cut costs and eliminate more jobs. CEO Paul Sunu made that point in a quarterly earnings conference call last year.
The new provisions of the collective bargaining agreements allowed for a more streamlined layoff process with lower severance costs than in the past.
The 2015 collective bargaining agreement with the unions saved Fairpoint $700 million in benefits for retired workers. The IBEW's Mike Spillane says Fairpoint made itself an attractive buy, basically at the expense of its workers.
Oh, it has without a doubt. I mean, Fairpoint has money issues, and the last contract, they did a nice job of stripping our retiree health care away, limiting our pension, and creating cash flow for themselves now to put themselves in a better position.
Spillane says he and other unionized Fairpoint workers are cautiously optimistic about the sale, but they haven't taken an official position yet. One person who could benefit substantially from the sale is Fairpoint CEO. Paul Sunu earned more than $2.7 million in 2015. If the sale goes through and his job is eliminated, he would receive more than $4.1 million in pay, bonuses, continued benefits, and stock. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.